A new aviation disaster strikes the United States. Following the Washington, D.C. incident that claimed nearly 67 lives, Philadelphia has now become the scene of another aviation tragedy. This Friday, a small aircraft crashed near Roosevelt Mall, a commercial area located in the northeast sector of Philadelphia. Local and national authorities report numerous casualties and significant material damage. The incident occurred around 6:30 p.m., local time, under unfavorable weather conditions marked by rain and cold, significantly limiting visibility. Initial reports indicate that the aircraft, a Learjet 55, had taken off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport, bound for Springfield-Branson National Airport in Missouri. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, confirmed that there were two occupants on board, while Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy mentioned on social media that the total number of passengers could be six. The crash caused a major fire, damaging a residence and several nearby vehicles. Local news channels broadcast footage showing thick black smoke billowing from the crash site as firefighters battled the blaze. The Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management classified the event as a major incident, without specifying the condition of the victims. Law enforcement and emergency services have yet to provide a final casualty report. This catastrophe follows closely on the heels of the tragic Washington, D.C. accident, where a collision between an American Airlines flight and a Black Hawk helicopter resulted in 67 fatalities, making it the deadliest aviation disaster in the United States since 2009. In response to this critical situation, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro stated via social media that the state was deploying all available resources to support rescue operations. The investigation into the circumstances of the crash is ongoing. Authorities are expected to provide further details soon.